Blog Talk Radio.
Computer on, all eyes on me. If I catch you looking at anything else, I'm going to be pale. It's like a runaway slave.
Space, the final frontier.
DJ.
Party time.
These are the voyages of the starship
Mele.
Prize. Its 5-year mission to explore.
That good help can, baby.
To seek out
new
life and new civilizations. To boldly go where no has gone before.
It is time for the hottest show on the internet. It is Renegade Radio with your host DJ Smellgood, an international
call. Hail, away from the Netherlands. Presenting
Cyanide.
Interface complete.
Yeah, 29 minutes. Let me falsely beam this heavenly angel up in here.
I think just my head made it in here. The rest of me's left out.
I can find the rest of my voice to complete the beam. God damn it! I have to beam the rest of the end. All right, people, we is up in the building in La Casa, en la Barrio, as they like to say on 92.5 FM, Spanish station I be listening to. And you is live on the Starship Smelly Pride, a.k.a. WDGE, Wrecking the Game Radio, home of the BTR, Blog Temporary Radio Network. You know what I'm saying? Come on, we're going to be here temporary, people. We're going to be here temporary. Moving over to the new and hottest spot on the internet, and that is www.trilateralradio.com. And we will soon be up and live and streaming. We have streaming music on the site right now. You can go and just explore around the site and check out the hot jams that we got currently streaming. We got new music going to be coming soon. Shouts out to Mr. Cyanide, the site's creator, and doing it real big, putting in a lot of work all the way from the Netherlands. And I mean the Netherlands. And it's going down real big, people. We got this heavenly angel, you know. We've been talking on the backdrop, you know. Shouts out to Gmail. If you don't have a Gmail account, you need to get one. You can make free phone calls, free chat, and video chat straight out of your email instead of having to run to Facebook, Yahoo Messenger, and all the other kind of crap that kind of bogs down your system. Yeah, yeah. I don't use Yahoo. I don't know. I can't even tell you last time I used the instant messenger. The software itself, it puts too many resources on your computer. And up until Cyanide came through and showed me all the stuff to take off, I mean this is running like 95% faster if I took all that crap off.
What'd you take off?
Everything.
Me, Yahoo, and all that.
I took all that shit off. All the the toolbars. Oh, that's really what be slowing your shit down too.
What toolbars? What you talking about?
All at the top, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got like 3 different toolbars right now from the Bing network. I took off the one from Yahoo. I took off the one from Hotmail. I took off the one from, I mean, because every time you install some software, it always, you know, asks, do you want to put a toolbar up there?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like
yeah,
the ass.com toolbar or something. All that crap, when you go to load, that's why it takes so long for your web browser to load.
Yeah.
Because it's trying to load all of these damn toolbars, and all of these toolbars are actually active. Because, like, you know, my one got a little radio thing in it, so it's trying to load the radio, it's trying to load the weather. It's loading too much crap, and that's what slows your connection down. Thank you, Mr. Cyanide, for pointing that out. And, but I see the complete difference. You know, as even my Internet Explorer, which I ain't used since I had the damn computer. You know,
really?
It's working like pew, 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 pew. I'm like, damn. Internet Explorer? Yeah. So, yeah. Shouts out to them, man. Shouts out to them. And I got something interesting, people. This is inspired from answers.com. There was a question put in where did the bass drum originate? And this is my original answer, and then I'm going to tell you the official answer. I personally answered the bass drum, as well as all drum sounds, originated in Africa and is used as a form of communication between various tribes and villages throughout the continent. Drums are used in various ceremonies such as weddings and birthdays, and also at times of war. Now, with that being said, I went and I'm going to drop this link for you. If you guys happen to just be on the show right now, blogtalkradio.com/WDGE radio for the 30-minute update. You know, you can also click on the chat, open up the chat, and chat is actually working today. So we are live on the bridge, and you can click on a couple of links and follow along if you like. And that's where we're going. And I'm going to type this in here.
I'm there with you.
Quick, so we can all kind of just follow along. There you go. And this is, of course, coming from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia. African drumming, you know, and that's pretty much when you're looking for things, just type in what the hell you're looking for. That's the power of the internet, you know. God damn, I don't know what the hell's going on with this phone. I'm hating this goddamn phone, man. This shit sucks.
Well, you sound good. You sound better than me on my new $500 phone.
Yeah, well, it is. I guess when I move in certain spots, it's just I hear a bunch of air, like shh, a bunch of static.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's on my line, so.
But you can't hear it on this end.
Yeah, that's weird. I don't know. But I'll tell you what I will do. I got a trick for all of that. I got a trick for all of that. Hold on.
What is your soulmate's name?
Oh, Tanika Calhoun.
Tanika?
T-I-N-I-K-A.
Tanika, I like that.
Tanika. And let's see. Let me call into the show. 646. Oh, no. 347-237-5125. If you ever want to be heard live, how the hell is the call busy? I ain't never got that before. What the? 347-237-5125. What the hell? Talking about system busy. Try later. What the fuck is that?
What are you calling on, Cheetah?
No, I'm trying to call through my cell phone.
Oh.
Which, you know, that's weird. Okay, let me try G Talk now. Let's see if old G Talker pop it up. It didn't call in. Well, no, I think I tried to. I tried to call in. Actually, used on the show last time using G Talk. So let's see if this works. 7237-5125. And you can make free calls through G Talk, people, throughout the United States. So it's pretty good, cool service, you know. See what we got here.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will. You are now in the host queue.
Yeah. All right. Who are you calling?
Let me try something. Can you hear me? Hello.
Can't hear you. You sound like you're in a tunnel if you're talking to me.
All right, what about now?
Nope. You're far, far away.
Yeah, that's why I got to get that voice.
Yeah, you're too far away.
How about that?
Nope, it sounds like you're far away again. It doesn't sound like you're right there where you were a minute ago.
I don't know. Well, goddamn. Fucking G-Talk shit don't work then. Fucking G-Man.
Well, we can hear you now.
Well, no, because I put my house phone down and tried to call through the laptop, but it I don't know. It stopped now, so it don't matter. It does it sometimes, and it doesn't. And,
Well, who are you calling on Block Talk Radio?
Yeah, I was trying to call in to the 347 number. Oh, hold on. me.
We all know who that is.
People, I don't think we're gonna bring the beam back. God damn it! Fuck it. You know what I'm saying?
You wanna call in? You want me to call in the 347 number?
No, well, I was trying to call in because I'm on my house phone and it just sounds real staticky for a moment. And then I was going to call using the Gmail, but the Gmail, calling using Gmail, it just sounds real low. Like it's real
no,
far
it
away or something.
I think it didn't sound low. I think you were away from your original microphone where you were doing the show. And it picked up a little bit of sound through that microphone. It was not low, I think.
No, I'm saying that's my headset. That's the same one where we was trying to use, you know what I'm saying, for the other day when we was doing the piece of crap mic.
Okay, well, that proves that point. That proves
that piece
that
of
point.
Crap mic.
Take a donate today, people. Send them in.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, we need to get donations for a $6.95 mic. We're taking donations.
Send your pennies in today.
You know what I'm saying? We on a penny drive to get a new microphone for me, goddammit. Hey, they got this voice over internet mic on DX.com or something like that. And oh, matter of fact, you in the chat room. So let me drop it in there. Oh, did I drop it in there? What the hell is that?
No, you dropped it in the other room.
Okay. But it's a voice over internet mic, say a deluxe with headset, and it's like $6.95. I mean, the comments all said it was a pretty good mic, you know what I'm saying? They say when it's high volume, it gives like a buzz.
I'll try and find mine that I'm using right now.
Yeah, because I got to go and get. Hey, see, the reason that they kind of cheat down here is because nobody don't know what the hell voice over internet mics are.
Well, you know, I bought a wireless headset so I can walk around the house, and it was an old model of FreeTalk, the official Skype one, and I got it for $18, something incredibly cheap out of eBay. Let me see
sorry,
what is the new version of this. Yeah, this is probably the new version of my headset.
Because I'm thinking like Best Buy, I'm saying like in store, I should be able to go in store and buy stuff. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they got them.
Yeah, sure, if you want to pay more.
we got this, let me check CompUSA. We actually got a website called CompUSA, well, it's called CompUSA, but the website is from TigerDirect.com. TigerDirect.com is damn near like a wholesale electronics where, oh, well, I'm going to click here. Just click on this and check this out.
Okay, you're going to search the web. I'm going to search eBay.
All right. There we go. Here, check that out. And that's the website I'm talking about. And let me see. VoIP. Video capture wireless networking. Don't forget, people, www.trilateralradio.com. www.trilateralradio.com.
$15, one with a cable. Let me see. Copy link.
And they are pretty cheap. Let me see. VoIP.
I never heard of FreeTalk before, but when I went to research it, it was the official brand that Skype uses.
I thought I heard that before, too. Damn, Vice, you know I'm on the radio. Damn, Vice Grip. I'll hit him back in a second. Mr. Vice Grip is hitting me up on the line, man. They got a Bluetooth for $60.
Bluetooth is nice, but
sticking that in my ear.
Does it come with a Bluetooth receiver?
I don't like Bluetooth. I don't like nothing sticking in my ear. So.
I don't like Bluetooth in my mouth either.
Right. Like anything blue, put it that way. You know that? Blue balls or anything else. They just, it's not for me. You know?
A Bluetooth is for somebody who just ate a Smurf.
Right. This is what happens when you get high, people. Okay? Just say no to drugs. Just say no to
No. I'm like that every day. All day.
Oh, man. Shouts out to my homeboy Mitch Millionaire, hooked me up yesterday, man. Bless me for gave me $20 for my past birthday on February 11th. Hooked me up with some free weed. You know what I'm saying? Free weed right now is courtesy of Mr. Mitch Millionaire. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I knew yesterday that it was not a good idea to send you out for weed and do the stuff afterwards.
Man, I ain't smoked in a week. Shit. I mean, we rolled up probably about 1,800 blunts, man.
A couple of years ago, I was over at a friend to fix his computer. I was there, and he grabbed something out of a drawer, and he put a large bag of cocaine on the counter. Like, here, take some. I was looking at it was at least 30, 40 grams, so a lot of cocaine.
Damn.
I was looking at it, and I said, wait, let me fix your computer first.
You know what I'm saying?
And he said, oh, man, that's a good idea. I should think of that more often.
Say something, Vice. Damn, you keep clicking, say something.
Well, I put some African drums in there for you. From YouTube.
God damn it. Oh, Africans drumming?
Yes. They're in a, it looks like they're in a city hall or something, and they're being honored in there, and they're going to play. About 12 minutes long.
That question
but
was...
we're going to talk about African drumming while we still have
five
minutes
left. Yeah, because this is what they had on Answers.com. Where did the bass drum originate? The first answer said it originated from East Asia. The other one said Bristol, London, in the United Kingdom, which I don't even know what they were talking about. Like, London? You ever heard drums being played in London?
Well,
go to rave.
So they say about 80% Bristol, 20% London. God damn it, Vice.
All right, now.
I'll turn my goddamn phone off. Jeez. Though, so I guess you could call Bristol the place where drum and bass came from. Ant.
Drum and bass, that's a little bit different than a bass drum.
Well, yeah, it is. Drum and bass, that's two different things.
Drum
anyway.
And bass, you know that chat box that we were in a couple of weeks ago, that new wave, .com thingy?
Yeah.
That was mostly drum and bass, breakbeat kind of house style.
Oh, okay.
Well, maybe you can play that YouTube video in the background quietly with the drums.
Ooh, wah, wah.
It doesn't
ooh,
start
wah,
out
wah.
With them playing. It starts out with a woman talking about them.
Ooh, wah, wah. Ooh, wah, wah. Ooh, wah, wah. Oh. If y'all hear that, you better run.
Yeah. In the roots.
If you really want to hear it, I can take my other computer and use some virtual audio cables with it.
Oh, yeah?
Huh. Well, let's hear it.
We got a lot of people.
Yeah,
oh,
I'm going to switch computers then.
So this will take all the time we got left.
Yeah, I'll be right back. I'll be right back.
I got you. There you go. Yeah. African drum, the original composition. Can you hear that?
Yes, I can. It's perfect now. Tell us all about it.
Damn, that's some good music right there, boy. That sounds like I'm on the Lion King or something.
Well, they're one of the best in the nation, it says. They're the largest group playing.
Let me give y'all some true or false questions. Cyanide, did you know? Cyanide, is you there?
He's not there. He's on another computer.
Oh, yeah. They're going to get out the computer. Okay. Because I want to know if he knew that the original Star Wars was filmed in Africa.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Luke Skywalker's home is located in Africa.
That's interesting. Did not know that.
Man, that was part of the other day when we was actually on the after show, we was talking about it, and I went to ask him that question, and the shit cut us off.
Oh.
I was just going to mention that to him.
Oh.
And it cut us off. But let me give y'all a little info. This comes from Wikipedia, and this is about African drumming. That the majority of African music relies heavily on the playing of drums. It is also characterized by an intense rhythmic playing style. This style of fast-paced, upbeat rhythmic playing, drum playing can be found in many of the drum playing of tribes all over the continent of Africa. It is especially true of the people and tribes, like I just said earlier, and people representing villages, tribes of Western Africa. However, there are music styles that do not rely so heavily on the use of the drum, such as township music, which is prevalent in South Africa, and which, you know, they use a lot of horns and other stuff like that. And then the uses of the drum music are not limited to entertainment and dance. However, in many tribes, they serve a purpose to the local community and help in the conduct of daily routines. The beats and sounds of the drum are used in communication as well as cultural expression. Many aspects of African drumming, most notably timekeeping, stem from instruments not categorized as membranophones, and items such as shakers made of woven baskets, shakers made of gourds, and rattles, along with the standard African double bell, where they have the where they actually stole that concept, and now that's why you have the cowbell.
Yeah, it's just the cowbell.
Yeah, it's actually the African double bell, and were used to organize a musical event. Each region of Africa developed a different style of double bell, and made of iron and creating two different tones. Double bells are the timekeepers of African drumming. Not saying, you know, 1 o'clock on the drum or anything like that. I mean keeping in the rhythm of the beat. Ding,
right.
Ding, 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 ding.
Yeah.
So that's what they follow. They follow the sound of the bell, of the double bell, and then they drum off of that. All the instruments fall off of that. That keeps the music in time, the sound of the double bell. And if you go to Wikipedia.org and look up African drumming, you'll see a couple of pictures of some different drums. A couple of examples of popular African drums are, okay. I'm sorry about that, Mr. Stein.
Wee! Can somebody post the YouTube link again? I'm on my other computer and doesn't save the links. I'll post it.
Okay. All right, Mike. There you go, my friend. Throw that on the Bobby.
Throw that on the Bobby. All righty. Synchronized copy-pasting.
So explain exactly what you're about to do.
I'm just saving the YouTube video to an MP3 and playing it in Winamp.
I hear you, Daniel-san. Daniel-san, I hear what you are doing. That is
sounds
very
like
wise.
Sounds like you're having too much fun there, baby. What you doing over there?
you had to be thinking like Chinese people, like, what is y'all really doing? Oh. I understand now. Like, you're breathing a little too hard there, Mr. Miyagi. You know what I'm saying? You're sitting a little too far underneath that little table there, too. Your legs is moving just a little bit much. I'm not doing anything. Sorry, people. And I'm not even smoking weed. Wow. There we go. In the land of the dark. The land of the dark, where the dark people come from, there arises a drum sound, El Magnifico, and it is from the African, I don't know. I'm trying to make that sound commercial. Some examples of the music that you hear in the background, examples of popular African drums. You got to turn it down just a little bit. You're getting a little too crunk for us, brother. Yeah. Yeah. There you go. A little bit more.
Yeah, baby.
Keep them drums. There you go. Popular African drums are djembe. Spelled D-J-E-M-B-E. Djembe. Also, dundun. D-U-N-D-U-N. You have the atumpan, or the talking drum, which is spelled A-T-U-M-P-A-N.
Wait, music's not working.
Yeah, what the f*** is going on? It keeps fading in and out.
Cut.
Yeah, like cut. Who got the gong? Gong
hey,
this
man,
guy.
Hey, man, we only got 3 minutes left.
Gong. Gong.
We're
working
out great in 30 minutes,
let me tell you. Gong. That's my sound. I don't know how to spell. So I just.
Yeah, that was working.
Yeah. We don't want to do that ever again. Yeah.
It's
we might
so
want
nice.
To save
that. That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We want to save
master.
That for the
awesome.
Live stream. Yeah. You want to save that for Trilateral Radio. Yeah. Just you guys want to hear some African drums streaming live, go to www.trilateralradio.com. And
this
yeah.
is just to be the live show up here every day.
Hey, here we go. Faded in porn music. That's
on.
What I'm talking about. Yeah. There we go. Faded in porn music. Uh-oh. Wait a minute.
Oh, wow, you know we love you. Come
yeah,
on now.
Man. Now y'all being racist.
You my favorite Mexican, baby.
I've been Mexican all my life. You know why? It's popping, people.
You know what a chick told me? Hey, hold that for a second there, Si. I got this chick just told me something. She say,
Sorry. I've been sick on my mind. You know why?
Oh, you know what I'm saying?
Ah, that's
here's my
new song.
Oh, yeah. It's going now. I love the intro, man. That, you know, sounds
yeah,
like a couple of groovy chicks back
there. That's real life shit, people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know?
Come on, news.
Oh, you went to walking Boo News? Boo News?
Yeah, he's got to take his daily piss.
Yeah.
I'm that beach. Yeah, I'm that
beat. Okay.
Oh, the hot song.
I'm that beat. I got good pussy. I'm that
beat.
Yeah, make that money. I'm that
beat.
Just give it to her.
Yes, I got that. Amanda Hug and Kiss.
Hey, did you
I'm
take over
Amanda
my goddamn,
Hug and Kiss? Why can't
yeah,
I find
get
Amanda
all the sound
Hug and Kiss?
Man, what the f*** is going on, people?
Maybe your standards are too high.
No, that's something. If I ever find out who you are, I'm going to shove a sausage down your throat and stick starving dogs in your butt.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all
oh, my sound bite's about to cry, man.
I have come
cry.
Here to check.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle.
I don't have
first
access
name.
To anything. Blog talk with
Ivana?
The three-track upload.
Just a sec.
Whatever.
Ivana Tinkle. Ivana Tinkle.
God damn it.
All right, everybody, put down your glasses. Ivana Tinkle.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Ms. Tinkle.
Oh, I got it on repeat.
There you go. There you go. El Repito. That's
remix.
Playing through the Winamp. And he has all the sound bites
come on,
that you all will hear on trilateralradio.com.
You got so fucking
where at? Where at?
Yeah, on trilateralradio.com.
Come on.
Oh, man, I missed that
one,
man.
The rest of my body's in here.
Huh?
The rest of my body's in here now.
You know what I'm saying? Wow, cool.
My lips and my voice.
I feel refreshed after
shut
that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you speak fucking spoken to, okay? Oh. This is not fucking high school, motherfucker. Shut the fuck up. You speak when...
Yeah, there you go, brother. You need to work on that one.
Yeah.
Oh, Goofy Bone, what's up, man? What you getting into today, man? What's up, bro?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta go run some errands. I gotta go handle some business. And
how's the job
hunting
gone?
Fuck, they ain't hiring me. So I gotta get out of here. I'm gonna go on tour.
Yeah.
There you go.
Starting in Florida, baby. Let's get it. Oh. I got a couple of gigs over for you in Africa. You know what I'm saying? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We on the way, baby. We on the way. Let me tell y'all something funny that happened, right? You know I'm planning this big trip, and I told my soulmate, you know, I said, look, because she knows, she's like, well, when we get married, I'm like, well, you know, the only way we get married is if we get married in Africa. That's a hell of a goal for you. So, come to find out, one of her friends where she work at is from Africa, been living here in the country for 6 years, and she mentioned to a friend that, you know, we was interested in going to Africa. How about a friend said, what? Let me know, because me and my husband go back quite often, and we would love to take you and him back, you know what I'm saying, and be part of the wedding and, you know, show y'all the entire country.
That's beautiful.
I'm like,
that's nice.
Yeah, but then I'm like, what the f*** are you doing here in the goddamn America? That's my number one question. If the country's so goddamn beautiful, what the f*** are y'all doing here in the goddamn America?
Well, they're making money. They're capitalizing.
And that's the only thing I can figure out, because when you go to, like, Africa, it's a website called AfricaGuide.com. The first thing that they say is don't be shocked that the people around you, I don't care how poor you think you are here, there are communities in Africa that are 10 times as poor.
Well, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, like even our goddamn, you know, our bums got more money than some people in Africa.
Well, that's terrible.
That's just these lazy punk-ass motherfuckers here in America, goddammit. Need to tighten the fuck up. Get y'all punk asses off the corner.
You think that they're going to take you up there and jack you or what?
No. Well, they warn you against that, too. They warn you now. They just go to AfricanGuide.com. They warn y'all to do's and don'ts. Don't come there looking like a tourist with your bling-bling on, with your camera hanging all out and shit, thinking that, you know, life's going to be sweet. You're going to open yourself up for some little kid to come along and, yeah, snatch that up off of you.
Hey, I heard that the little kids jump you over there.
Yeah, I don't know about jumping you, but they'll crowd around you, you know what I'm saying? And that's why you got to watch your pockets and stuff, because you'll get swarms of people that'll come around you, you know, because you're the new thing in town, and everybody really is just looking at you more funnier than you looking at them.
Wow, amazing.
So it's, you know, and they say go with an open mind. Don't try to go with an American mind. Go with an open mind. Like, don't go over there and somebody snatch your purse or something. Don't go off and yell thief. You know how we do here. Like, hey, that dude just stole my purse. Because you got to make sure that, you know, who you're doing, because their customs over there, they don't play thievery. They don't play nobody thieving. So when somebody does steal something from somebody, the whole local community gets together as a mob and chases that person down. When they catch him, they beat the person to death.
Chop his hands off, man.
Your local law enforcement doesn't get involved. You know what I'm saying? They handle the shit in-house. They do it themselves. So they're saying if a little boy does happen to steal your wallet or something because you were slipping, and you go and say, hey, that little boy just stole my shit, or he's a thief, Well, they going to go and beat the little boy's ass, and a mob going to whoop his ass. So you got to kind of be careful if you can have that on your conscience. That's what they basically saying. You know, is it worth seeing a little boy blooded in the streets or, you know, you losing a couple of spending change? You know what I'm saying?
Depends on what country you are.
Kill the kid with them or do you have to let them only kill him?
No, the mob, the local people will kill the little boy.
I can't go with them and kill him?
Well, that might look a little strange. A 6-foot goddamn Mexican. Yeah. I think you might just want to be standing back taking pictures, you know, YouTubing. Shit. But, you know, all in all, man, is you know, I'm damn sure ready to go. They don't believe in eloping. They don't believe in small weddings. You know, when you get married, it's the entire, everybody's involved in the wedding. They make a real big deal out of it. You know what I'm saying? It's not.
So
like
you're
gonna
go over there and get married to your sweetheart?
Hey, when it falls, when the ball drops, baby, the ball drops, and I ain't talking
hey,
about.
Hey, Smelly, is it? Because I recently met up with my ex sweetheart, and is it like it? Like nothing ever changed, huh?
Yeah, it really is, bro. 15 years, and it's like we back in high school. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's kind of weird. It's really kind of weird. It's like we back in high school with kids.
Oh, she got kids?
Yeah, because she got two girls. She got two girls and a little boy, but the little boy stays with his father. So she got an 11-year-old and a 5-year-old that lives in the house. So it's just kind of, you know, like, damn.
Have you met the kids yet?
Yeah. The fucking kids love me and shit, man. I told her that from the first day. I said, man, once your kids find out that I make music, like all fucking kids do, that's all they give a damn about, is handing me a track list, which is the second day what she did. Wrote down 30 goddamn songs and say, hey, can you make me a CD?
Well,
so,
now.
You know.
And what'd you say?
No, I got it right here.
$2.
Making Love, Faces, Trey Songz, No Hand by Waka Flocka Flame. Yeah. I'm working on
$2.
It.
$2.
Oh yeah, $2 holler. I should have told her that, but you know, I ain't wanna tax her.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's for
you gotta capitalize on every opportunity.
All right, you know, kids.
You waiting to go somewhere?
Kids need to spend too. Goddammit, you know what I'm saying? But we are finna go to Puerto Rico. We're going to Puerto Rico next month, March 14th through the 18th. Yeah, we're going to Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico! Hey!
You think you'll like it in Puerto Rico?
That's Mexico, my
man. Oh, my God.
Shout out to Monty Torres.
Yeah. Well, she wants to go there for a vacation. That has nothing to do with Africa. Africa is a part of our life journey. Puerto Rico is just somewhere she just want to go because she got vacation time coming up and she wants to get away.
A friend of mine used to go hitchhiking to Australia for a year, go from city to city, find a job, get some cash, get some food, move on to the next city. He did that for a year. And he tried the same thing in Puerto Rico, but he came back within 2 months. He didn't like it there.
Well.
It's beautiful there.
Yeah, but you still got poor people, and well, yeah, you got poor people everywhere. So, but see, the thing about that is Puerto Rico is, you know, hooked on to the United States. That's probably why it sucked. You know, it's not like he went to another country. You know what I'm saying? You went to another country dealing with Australia. So once they know you are outside of coming from the States, like they like to call it, hell yeah, they're going to open you. You can do that in Germany. If I leave the States right now and go to Germany, I guarantee you I can hitchhike through fucking Germany and do the same goddamn thing. My black ass on the side of the road, a motherfucker will pick me up, take me. 9 times out of 10, a female gonna pick me up and take me home. Want to probably fuck me and try to keep me, you know, and get a green card out me. Cause that's what they do. That's what they do when they see Americans. They trying to get a green card out you. It ain't really for the love of it. They trying to get the fuck out of the country and get their ass over here with you.
What country are you talking about?
It's Germany.
Germany?
It's Germany.
Oh,
Germany.
You know that Germany is a rich country? That people don't really...
Yeah. But so it dumbfounds me why they want to come to the United States, but they do. They push hard to try to come over here. And
why? Why would you go to Germany? You know that it's next to the Netherlands, that you could do the same thing in the Netherlands?
I'm just using it for example, brother. I'm just saying.
Hitchhike to the coffee shop?
Well, that's what you think I'll be doing, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'd be like, hey, man, just drop me off at the nearest little coffee house. Yeah. You know, I ain't looking for the coffee.
You could also call me. Hey, pick me up, motherfucker.
Hey, you know.
Mudaneka.
I have to, yeah, Mudaneka. I'm looking for the Mudaneka. I wonder if they'll respond right to that. have me a shirt on that says, I'm from America, you Mudaneka. Yeah. Yeah. Mudaneka rules on the back. Mudaneka a bust. Like, what the hell? And see, if I wore that around here, bitch wouldn't know what the fuck I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Bam. See, that's why I had to explain to people. It's not about the language, people. It's about what the fuck you know. All about what you know. Because if I call you a bicho or a maricong or puta or wewo or any of them old disgusting names, you probably won't know what I'm saying until Goofy Bone starts to translate it for you.
You say bad things, man. Bad things.
Yeah. Yeah. They called you pussy, balls and dickhead and all that other kind of crazy shit. But you wouldn't know that unless somebody translated that for you. So therefore, words are meaningless, people. Words are meaningless. And once you get, you know, upset about somebody calling you something, well, get the fuck out of there and go somewhere else where they don't know what the hell you're saying. How about that? You know? That's my thing. Hey, have you done any 30-minute shows?
No, I haven't done none yet.
You ain't trying, I'm telling you. Because these shits is kind of worthless, man. It's like as soon as the fucking shit starts, it's over.
That's what I'm saying. It's going to piss me off, so I don't even bother.
This shit, man. Don't worry, brother. We got the live streaming coming soon. Live streaming coming soon. www.trilateralradio.com. Make sure you go and check it out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, see, we need something like that. Man, you're supposed to be working on it, man. You, God damn it.
Trust me, when it's up and running, we're going to have a bunch of them, my friend.
Yeah, I'm waiting on it, man. I need something explosive like that. Welcome to the Troy. Troy. Captain, the enemies are at the door. This is the intro. Oh.
It's going to cut out in 2 minutes, by the way. You can only get 50 minutes overtime.
Yeah, well, we only got 2 minutes left for the actual 2 minutes of overtime show.
Let it cut us out. So how many hours can we do on one show?
Man, it's our fucking network, dog. My plans is to set it up like Maximum Reality Radio. Each show host can do like 6 hours apiece. Because if we got our own sponsors and advertisers, we can do that. Why the fuck are you going to need to work when you can sit in and get paid?
Fuck it.
I mean, that's my goal. You know what I'm saying? Is to get us enough sponsors and advertisers that's going to pay us to extend the hours. You know what I'm saying? And then we get some more hosts, shit, then that means we only need like 6-7 hosts. You know what I'm saying? Everybody do like 4-hour shows apiece. Now I cover the 24-hour period. You know? But I don't know. We got unlimited. We got unlimited. Just put it that way. Keep in mind you unlimited. There's no time limit.
No, I'm going to do some nasty stuff on there since there's no Blog Talk Radio that can shut me down.
Exactly. So this is uncut, true, uncut, uncensored radio, people. And when we mean uncut and we mean uncensored, and they ain't even got a rating scale. So keep your kids at fucking home, you know? Shit. Fuck that. But, yeah, that's coming, people. That is incoming. All right. Test show after this, Si. What's up? Or you got to run out?
Yeah, I got to run out and do some errands and be home earlier than yesterday to work on your stream.
All right. Well, I'll be hanging around. I ain't going out nowhere. So I'm here.
Alrighty.
I'm here hanging out.